So welcome back to part two of the Heart series, and today nine. Now, another question which very often gets asked about this question is, how do you do this exercise when you're in a bad mood, when you're feeling frustrated or sad or angry? And is it better to maybe just do another technique instead? Well, as tempting as that may be, if anything, there's even greater need, greater reason to practice this particular technique when you're feeling that way. And that's, of course, because it allows you to let go of some of those feelings. But it's also really important to acknowledge that what we're talking about in this particular exercise isn't about sharing an emotion. So it doesn't matter if we're feeling sad or angry ourselves. We're talking about sharing a sense of being. If you think about it, kindness isn't really an emotion. It's an attitude of mind, a sense of being. And in the same way, the kind of happiness that we're talking about sharing in this technique, in just the same way, it's a sense of contentment, which again, it's an attitude of mind, almost a tone, a quality of mind, rather than a fleeting emotion that comes and goes. And so the beauty of this is that it doesn't matter if we're feeling angry about something, or sad about something, or happy about something. In all of these situations, it's possible to sort of become more aware of this sense of contentment, of kindness, and develop a willingness to share that with others. But as always, just take a moment now to get comfortable. Eyes open. As you begin by taking some deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out breath, just gently closing the eyes and taking just a couple of minutes now to really become more aware of the physical contact, the sounds, the smells, anything that impacts on your experience of your immediate environment right now. And then bringing the attention back to the body once more. Becoming more aware of the sensations, the different feelings within the body, and your reaction to them. just taking the next minute or so to scan down, noticing as you're scanning the attitude of mind, noticing what particular emotion or mood might be around for you at the moment. So just scanning from head to toe. And of course, as always, just taking a moment to pause, to reflect on your motivation. Not getting caught up in lots of thought, but just noticing why you're doing what you're doing. What it is you're looking to learn or develop from today's meditation. And as much as possible, always bringing in others, the benefit that it can bring to others, including that in your motivation. And then now, as you become more aware of the breath, a rising and falling sensation, just allowing the attention to shift to that movement and just to remain with that feeling just for the next couple of minutes. And still with that awareness of the breath, as you begin the visualization now, it's almost as though the breath moves in and out through that space, so still aware of the breath. But the focus is very much on that expanding sense of happiness, of warmth, of brightness. Really just a sense of compassion or love towards yourself. Just watching now as that visualization unfolds. And now, when you feel ready, and with a sense of willingness of wanting to share that feeling with others, just imagining the first person, that person you respect, you admire, just picturing them looking comfortable, relax as you begin the visualization and just watch as their happiness increases. When it looks as though they're as happy as they can be, then you can just let go of that image. And in its place, imagine that person you're very close to, you care about a lot. And in just the same way, beginning the visualization and just watching as they become increasingly happy and relaxed. And now just letting go of that image as well, letting that visualization dissolve. In fact, letting go of any focus, not even focusing on the breath anymore. Just allow your mind to be completely free. And now, just bringing the attention back once again to the points of contact, the sounds, the smells, so back to the physical senses, becoming more aware of that contact between the body and the chair, the feet and the floor, more aware of the sounds. And in your own time, you can just gently open the eyes. Remember, no separation between meditation and post-meditation. We're simply aware, whether we're sat with our eyes closed, whether we're sat with our eyes open. Conscious of how we felt before the exercise, how we feel after the exercise, and conscious of the intention to be aware throughout the day and to share that sense of happiness and kindness with others. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair. So, yesterday I was asking if you could maybe look for a few opportunities just to do one or two things that you might not normally bother doing or remember to do that might positively influence another person's happiness. So say it was about not making a big show of it, not necessarily telling the other person, but just doing something and noticing how you feel. And I think that's a really important thing, especially if you take into consideration what we were talking about just before today's exercise, that we're not talking about an emotion, we're talking about an attitude of mind here. So if we do find ourselves in a low point throughout the day when we're not feeling great, in many ways that's the last situation in which we would usually think to do something for others, because we're kind of feeling a bit too grumpy ourselves. But actually that's the ideal time to do something, because not only does the other person get to benefit from the act, but we get to benefit ourselves. We get to feel happier, calmer ourselves, and therefore people around us start to benefit from that. So do remember to look out for those little opportunities throughout the day, and also to stop every now and again, just for a few seconds, to visualize the people you care about in your life looking happy and well. And I'll see you back here for the final day of part 2, day 10, tomorrow.